Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the blind, Andrew John. Inside for Elba.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Over the next few days, we're going to be having a look at some of the best signings heading into season 2022. We're going to kick off with possibly the biggest signing heading into next season. It is, of course, Adam Reynolds arriving at the Brisbane Broncos, leaving the South Sydney Rabbitohs. This one is going to be huge for Brisbane. For me, they've been screaming out for a guy like him to walk into this system. Obviously, the last few years haven't been pretty for Brisbane, but the last 20 years have been very successful for the Broncos, obviously, or like the last 30 years, essentially, since they came into the comp in 88. I think they've won six premierships, including, or not including, I'm not sure, the Super League in 1997. So they've been very successful their entire time. They've always had great halves as well when they've been successful. You're talking Langer, Walters, Lockyer, these sort of guys. The one thing I will say about the Broncos is since the retirement of Alan Langer, they really haven't had an out-and-out halfback. They haven't had, you know, a halfback that could pull on a Kangaroos jersey tomorrow. They've just always sort of lacked that guy, and it's been very strange considering the sort of pull that the Broncos have when it comes to recruitment and whatnot. They've obviously started to lose it a little bit now, but for a long time, this Broncos team, you know, they were the team that everyone wanted to play for. If you were going to come into the NRL and you were a Queenslander, you wanted to be at the Broncos. And obviously that is starting to change a little bit, but it's crazy to think that they haven't really had a genuine seven since the retirement of Alan Langer. The best one I would probably suggest is Ben Hunt. I understand that Shane Perry won a premiership at halfback, but I mean, Shane Perry sort of fell off the side of the earth, was never really a superstar halfback. So Ben Hunt's probably been the best, and I mean, look at the way that people look at Ben Hunt. It's pretty wild how it's played out. Carmichael Hunt played some games at seven as well. I think you had guys like Sean Berrigan spend some time in the seven jersey as well, but they've never really found that guy. We thought Ash Taylor was going to be it for a while. They released him, which in hindsight probably wasn't a terrible shout. Brodie Croft has been there for the last few years. That just simply hasn't worked. So for a guy like Adam Reynolds to walk into this system at this time, I think it's an incredible get. For a guy like Adam Reynolds to even consider going to the Broncos, considering the situation they've been in the last few years, I think that's sensational. This is, as I always say, there's not many halfbacks in the competition you genuinely want. There's only a handful of them. Shock me, when we got to the back end of the season, the only teams that were left were the teams that had the halfbacks that you genuinely wanted. Adam Reynolds at South Sydney, Nathan Cleary at the Penrith Panthers. You obviously had the Melbourne Storm with Jerome Hughes. So, you know, this sort of stuff matters. And this is big for Brisbane. This is going to be massive getting him. When we look back at the last few years, obviously 2020 was an absolute shitstorm for them. They picked up the spoon. Last year, they finished 14th with a record of 7-17. So 1-7, lost 17. Incredibly disappointing for Brisbane. But to be honest with you, I think it was a huge improvement on 2020, especially the back end of the season. Now, they had a record of 7-17 for the entire season. From round 16 onwards, they actually won four games and lost five, so a record of 4-5. They also had a bye in amongst there, so you could say 5-5. But real games of football, they won four, they lost five, which still isn't fantastic, but they're definitely heading in the right direction. You could see that improvement at the end of the season, and you could just see that they were starting to restore some pride into this jersey, which I think has been a big problem for a long time there. And for the first time in a long time, I saw Adam Reynolds in a Broncos kit the other day and sort of thought, oh, shit, like this looks legit all of a sudden, yeah? Now, if you have a look from round 16 onwards, as I said, they had a record of 4-5, which was a good improvement. Round 16, they knock over the Cronulla Sharks 26-18. They have a bye the next week. The week after that, they get slapped by the Tigers, which is sort of a pretty disappointing game there for them, considering, you know, who the Tigers are and what they're like. But after that, I thought it was really impressive. Round 19, they took on the Penrith Panthers. They lost that one 18-12, so only lost that one by 6 points. The week after, they took on the Cowboys, another team down the bottom with them. They gave it to them 37-18. The week after that, they played the Newcastle Knights, another top eight side. They only got beat by 8 points there. The week after, they played the Sydney Roosters. They got beat by 1 point there. They beat the Warriors after that. Then they played the Sharks again. They got beat by 8 points there. Then they played the Newcastle Knights in the last game and beat them 13+. So I think there is big improvement here at the Brisbane Broncos, and I think Adam Reynolds is going to really help that situation. Kurt Capel's another one that will definitely assist, especially as they've lost Alex Glenn. Now, to get Kurt Capel straight in, I've got a lot of time and a lot of respect for Alex Glenn, but Alex Glenn today is not as much of a good footballer as Kurt Capel. Kurt Capel is a premier back row in our game. He is sensational. He adds versatility, adds experience from a winning culture. Alex Glenn was a great player for a long time, but I would much rather have Kurt Capel in my team right now. So I think that's an improvement. I think that's a sensational get for them. But it really is Adam Reynolds that's the needle mover. Now, we spoke about the end of 2021, how their season played out. Now, I just want you to consider as well, a lot of this, they had Brody Croft at 7, which was never really working. They then brought in Albert Kelly and Tyson Gamble, which improved. I thought they looked much better with these two. But these are guys that didn't spend a whole preseason together. Yeah, they were obviously mixing it up with Brody Croft. He seemed to be the guy at the start of the season. So when you miss out on those early reps in the preseason, it definitely matters long term. Back end of the season when these two got together, I thought they were a really good combo. A little bit unorthodox, but a good combo in the modern game. They're both just goers, which is why I think it's going to be great to see them fight out for the 5-8 jersey in 2022. I think you're going to get the best out of whoever wins this. And if one of them swaps over or gets injured or suspended, the other one comes in, that's their opportunity to own that jersey next to Adam Reynolds, which is a serious thing to be able to play alongside Reynolds, especially the way that Albert Kelly and Tyson Gamble play. They play eyes up footy. They like to play just off the cuff. So to have a guy like Reynolds next to him, it'll really suit both of these guys. So I like the competition for that spot. I like that Brody Croft isn't going to be in the conversation for halfback anymore. With all due respect to Brody, that was never working. It was never going to come out with a positive result. So huge improvement there. I also want you to consider the end of last year. And I know all teams have injuries. I get that. I understand that. You can say, look at the Roosters. You know, it's no excuse, and that's fine. But injuries do matter. Yes, some systems handle losing players better than others. The Brisbane Broncos with, you know, I wouldn't call him a rookie coach, Kevin Walters, but it is his first time coaching in the NRL. It is a tough transition. It's going to take time. To lose Katoni Staggs, your best strike weapon, I'm not sure if strike centres have ever been more important in the modern game. Katoni Staggs, he is one of the best strike centres in our competition. If he plays a full season, he could be the best strike weapon in our competition. He's got that sort of high-end potential for me. So you lose Staggs. You also lose Paddy Carrigan through the middle, who's a sensational player who's got Origin written across his forehead. He was a massive loss. He's a young leader in this team as well. So you add in Katoni Staggs, you add in Pat Carrigan. And dare I just remind you, the games that Katoni Staggs played, this football team, they looked completely different. They looked completely different, and they had a halfback who respectfully didn't know how to use a guy like Katoni Staggs. He wasn't getting anywhere near enough ball. Whenever he did, he was absolutely lighting it up. Teams weren't able to handle him. Chucking Adam Reynolds in, who can actually position Albert Kelly and Tyson Gamble into spots where they can best utilize their strike center, a lot changes, yeah? So you get Staggs back, you get Paddy Carrigan, that's going to be huge. You got to remember, there's a couple of young guys in this team that realistically playing their first full season of first grade. Tessie New, for example, he's played in the centres, he's played on the wing, he's now at fullback, he looks electrifying, he looks great. You've also got him competing with Selwyn Cobbo next year. Once again, competition for positions, this is very important. If either of these young guys trips or doesn't perform, the other one's ready to come in, and he will be hungry to come in. I love that there is competition for key positions in the spine, and you have got a guy like Adam Reynolds, which everyone wants to be around. The boys automatically know that this team is going to improve out of sight because Adam Reynolds is in the building. They know that playing 5-8 and fullback is going to be key.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Next year, more than ever, because they've got Adam Reynolds in the building. So a lot of young guys with a heap of upside. They will be fantastic with Adam Reynolds. Really looking forward to him arriving. I think it also just, as I said before, I saw Adam Reynolds for the first time in a Broncos jersey and just sort of went, shit, like, this is legit. Like, this guy, he just gets footy. He just gets footy. He knows how to get around the field. He knows how to put you in the right spots. Brisbane Broncos, they're not going to brain teams off the park. Yeah, they're going to be in close contests, which means your kicking game is going to be crucial. You have a look at their last, you know, eight games that I read out, even the games they lost. Take out that Tigers game. I mean, they only lost those games by a max of 8 points. Now, you know, 6 to 8 points, that can turn around very quickly when you level up in your kicking game. Yeah, and this is where Adam Reynolds is going to be key. He's going to be their goal kicker as well. All of a sudden, you're going to be going up in sixes 90% of the time instead of going up by fours a lot of the time, which the Broncos have been doing recently. So I think the signing of Adam Reynolds is going to be huge. And just around the field, around the club as well, sorry, around the club Monday to Friday, so much improves as soon as Adam Reynolds walks in. It's a smart rugby league brain who has been successful. He has been through highs and lows of rugby league. He knows nothing different. He knows nothing else outside of making a prelim final every single year, which people will say, oh, yeah, but he hasn't won a comp in 7 years. That's fine, but he is there and thereabouts each and every year. He understands how to win games of football. Winning games of football it becomes a habit, and he is in that habit, and I think that's going to be infectious to this club. The other guy we mentioned, Kirk Capel, he is also in a habit of winning games of football. I think he's lost 3 games of club football in the last 2 years, yeah? Adam Reynolds, I think he's lost, he lost the grand final, and they lost 2 games this year as well. So in the last calendar year, these guys have lost 3-odd games of football each year, which is just crazy to think about. And they're both Origin representative caliber players. Kirk Capel still getting picked in Origin. Adam Reynolds, he's not at the moment because of Nathan Cleary, a couple of other guys, but he is definitely of the caliber to be there, without a doubt. If he was to get picked as the Kangaroo 7 tomorrow, he's going to deliver. You know what you're going to get out of Adam Reynolds week in, week out, which I think is the huge plus for them. You know what you're going to get out of these two, yeah? They're not buys. They're not a Tevita Pango Jr. where you pay big money and you know there's upside, but you've got no fucking idea what it's actually going to look like. You know what you're going to get out of these two. I really like the direction the Broncos are heading. I love that they finished the season strong. It could have been a great opportunity to throw the towel in and go, fuck it. They improved as the season went on. Players improve, heap of young forwards there, as it has been the narrative for 5 or 6 years, which I'm well aware of. But I'm really looking forward to seeing what Adam Reynolds can do there. I think, obviously, Kevvy Walters, being one of the premier ball players our game has ever seen, he'll be super excited. He is a guy that wins as well. He is a winner. He always has been, Kevin Walters. I think the Broncos, they're moving the needle in the right direction. I think Adam Reynolds, he's got the potential to be the best signing of 2022. He's also got the potential to be the best signing over the next 3 or 4 years, depending on what he can do to the culture of the Broncos, which is where Adam Reynolds, he's going to pay for himself.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.